Hello?
Yes, my name is Winston with XPM. I'm speaking with Miss Emily.
Yes, you are.
All right, my tech, Brent called and said that when he gave you a pre-call, you informed him that your daughter was at home sick.
My daughter has immunocompromised, so she's not contagious sick. She has her immune system makes her sick.
Yes, ma'am. That's understandable, but they do our techs do have the choice to make a determination whether or not they will be if they feel compromised or if they feel like they will get themselves sick. They can not do that, and so just off the strength of her being sick.
Sir, if she has an immunocompromised situation, it's like that's her body. Like that's not in any way any kind of germ.
I understand, but if she's sick and throwing up, it's no telling if anything happens, ma'am. Yes, you'll probably be liable for that. So,
Sir, you can imagine, I can't give you the exact thing, but imagine if somebody had cancer and they needed to get a washer and dryer installed. We're talking about a little kid.
I understand.
This is the second time people tried to come to my house to install this washer and dryer.
Yes, ma'am. That's a delicate situation, and I deeply apologize about the inconvenience. But in your type of situation, it is simply a judgment call with the techs. If they deem the situation not to be too healthy for them, they can refuse to install, ma'am.
I don't believe that that's why he did it. I asked him to wear an N95 or a paper mask of some sort and
Then.
called you.
That yes, ma'am.
That's
Then
all.
no, ma'am. They're not allowed to take anything.
That's fine that they don't have to take it, but they do need to come with a safe mask. And the first text when they came to my house, they came in a t-shirt and like fabric mask, which is by every measure not a mask at all.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't have somebody in my house that could get my daughter sick. So I asked them, I have spoken to you.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand the situation. Like I stated, it is a very delicate one. But you might have to be
I'm sorry. I'm very
re
tired. Help me to understand how to help somebody come to my house when I paid $3,000 to have a washer and dryer installed.
Oh.
Help me understand how I'm supposed to have somebody come here and be safe around my children. I recognize that you are not the one that canceled the call, but just put me in contact with somebody that can get a washer and dryer installed at my house by anybody who's willing to be the most absolutely minor inconvenience amount of moderately safe in our
Yes, ma'am.
home.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is have Best Buy reach back out to you, and they're gonna
No,
find,
sir.
huh?
No, sir. Somebody, this has been weeks.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand. Best Buy will get some more qualified techs, and you'll get this install, ma'am. Just let me reach out to Best Buy and see what we can come up with, see what a solution we can come up with, ma'am, okay? And they'll be
Is someone
reaching.
going to call me back?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Best Buy will be reaching back out to you shortly as soon as I get done talking with them and we figure out something.
Okay.
Okay? Yes, ma'am. Thank you for confirming this with XPO, ma'am. And I'm very sorry about the inconvenience, ma'am. And you enjoy your day, ma'am. They'll be reaching right back out to you, ma'am, very soon. Just give me a second.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.